Did you have anything called a chicken coop or cook?
Oh, yeah. It's what you bid his hen in when it first hatched out.
Mm-hmm. And you call that a
chicken coop.
That's it. About what size was that?
Oh, it was about 6 feet long and about 3 feet wide.
Yes, sir. I see. I want to ask you about noises. One other thing, though. If you got a hen sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something,
yeah.
What would you call her?
Setting hen.
Oh, setting hen.
Yeah.
I see. Talking about noises that animals make, talking about the noise that a calf makes.
Yeah.
You'd say, well, just listen to that old calf.
Hello.
What about a cow, you know, that's either hungry or wants to be milked? You might say, well, just listen to that cow.
Hello. Yeah.
Be the same thing.
Yeah.
I see. What about a horn? You know, the...
He'd bray.
I see.
Or whinny.
For a horse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, say, if you've got a lot of different kind of feathered animals, like chickens and ducks and geese and guineas,
yeah,
you'd say that you have a whole lot of...
Well, I wouldn't know how to answer that.
I was just wondering if there was some kind of general word that would cover all of those different kind of feathered animals.
Well, fowls.
Yes, sir. Right, I see. Now, getting back to talking about, you said that you never had been in the mountains.
No, just in, well, I didn't call them mountains. Of course, in Tennessee, there was some pretty high hill.
Right.
Where I was.
What part of Tennessee was that?
That was right in the, right next to the Kentucky line.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, let me ask you a few things just to see if you've heard about them, even though you hadn't been in the mountains too much. You know that rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Call that a cliff.
Right. And if there were a lot of them, you'd talk about three or four.
Cliffs.
Yes, sir. You know, in the mountains where you got a low place where a road might go across?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that called anything?
No, if I did, I don't remember it.
I see. Have you ever heard it called maybe a notch or valley?
Yeah, or a pass.
Pass, right.
Yeah,
well, in the mountains, you know, some places you got a lot of water falling a long distance. Have you ever seen one of those?
No.
What would you call that?
Waterfall.
Waterfall, okay. And this is something else that you don't see around here, I don't imagine, but, you know, a place where boats stop and where they unload their freight.
Yeah.
What
would
you call that?
Boat ramp.
Boat ramp.
Or a war.
Yes, sir. Right. Well, I guess you got those along the river, though, don't you?
Sir?
You got those along the river.
Oh, yeah, got one boat ramp right down there.
I see. How about the road system here in Greene County? What kind? Is it pretty good, or?
Yeah, generally, they're all pretty good. Got some bad dirt roads where they haven't got a blacktop.
Yes, sir. Do you have any roads that you don't have blacktop on them, but they're just... They've just got these little rocks all over them?
Yeah, gravel.
Mm-hmm. So you got some of those in the county?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That blacktop that you were talking about, that black sticky stuff that it's made out of, you just call that?
Asphalt.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as tar?
Well, it's made up with tar and something else. I don't know what it is you put in it.
Right. Where I'm from, there are some roads that are made out of this real hard white stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have any of
cement?
Yes, sir.
No, we don't have any in this county of cement road.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, say if you were driving along on the road out in the country somewhere